We welcome to Star 94.1, Desmond Pringle. Desmond, how are you?
Man, for real, I'm blessed and highly favored. I am absolutely outstanding.
Well, Desmond, let's talk about some of your past projects. And a project that I really liked was that Royalty project and that song.
Amen.
That song, Royalty, man, every time I hear it, it
praise the Lord.
That's a great song.
It's interesting. I'm going to be recording it over live with an orchestra on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday in Chicago. Yes, that's still my testimony. It is still my position.
That is a great song. Do you have a lot of people telling you about that particular song?
You know what? And it's so funny. I do. And just this past Sunday, I was sharing at a church. And, of course, you know, we were singing from the current project. And I had a older sister, so really blessed me. An older sister came up to me, and she told me, you know, I still play that song, Loyalty. It just ministers to me. And so, yes, ironically, it's been happening a lot lately. Yes.
Great song. Your project, Be Still.
Uh-huh.
Did that project do what you thought it would do?
Well, you know what? It is doing what I hoped that it would do. I am not finished, you know, with that project, or I should say the Lord is not finished with it. And actually what we're about to do, like I said, next week, is yet another phase of putting that project out. And the Lord won't allow me to leave it alone. And so yeah, it is doing what we had anticipated that it would, yes.
How did you like working with Shirley Caesar?
Absolutely loved her. She was wonderful, both in and out of the studio, in and out of the office. I mean, she just was a wonderful, wonderful woman. And what you see is what you get. You know, it's not just, you know, one person on stage and then something totally different when she's not in that, you know, in that arena. And so we had a lot of good time of sharing together. And she is a woman of God, woman of faith, loves the Lord, loves his people, and loves singing what she sings. I had a blast with her.
Now, one cannot really pigeonhole Desmond Pringle because you produce, you write, you're a minister, you've run a record company. Desmond, I mean, who's the real Desmond Pringle?
All of the above. I mean, really, it's one and the same. You know, it's just like Desmond is a husband, Desmond is a brother, Desmond is a son. And so whenever those roles are whenever I'm called upon to function in those roles, I just, you know, God gives me the grace to do it. And so Desmond, the singer, songwriter, producer, minister, et cetera, et cetera. You know, to me, it's one and the same, you know.
Okay.
So I don't struggle to do it because it is who I am. So,
what do you like doing the most? Because you're getting ready to do this live project. Do you like doing the live projects better than being in the studio?
No, you know what? I can't say, you know what? It's like apples and oranges, you know, they really are two totally different things. There are things that I love about studio, and I've actually never done a full live project. Of course, I've participated on live recordings like C.C. Winans and the Born Again Church Choir or Bishop Paul S. Morton, but I've never done a live recording, you know, just a full live recording before. So this is kind of a new thing for me, but I can't say that I really have the experience to compare one to the other, but the experiences that I have had with live recordings, I've enjoyed those, and of course I enjoy studios because all the projects that I've done to this point have been studio projects. All of my solo projects have been studio projects. So, you know, it's just two totally different things. I mean, it's hard to compare the two.
Our guest is Desmond Pringle. Desmond, while talking to you, a light came on. I forgot another thing about Desmond. How about a stage actor?
Now, you know what? And I missed that. I was just telling my wife the other day, I'm going to do a show. I want to do, I really enjoyed being in plays and doing that. So it's been a while since I've been a part of a cast. But so Tyler Perry, if you're listening out there.
Desmond Pringle is available. Our guest again is Desmond Pringle. Again, Desmond, in Chicago, you're going to be doing this live recording. Tell us about how it's all going down.
Well, it's called An Evening with Desmond Pringle and the Desmond Pringle Orchestra. And so I have an 18-piece orchestra that I've been wanting to do this for years. And I was introduced to the orchestra culture. So there's a very, very rich orchestra culture here in the city of Chicago. I'm staying here because I'm actually in Chicago now on my way to church. I have to minister tonight. And I've been wanting to do it for years. And the Lord has afforded me the opportunity to do it at this season and at this juncture. And so that is what we're going to be pressing forward to do on next Saturday, November the 24th. And so I am just gearing up to be in position to sing the song of the Lord, and I'm expecting God to move in a very, very, very powerful way.
Desmond, when you're ministering, do you feel sometimes, or does the Spirit hit you sometimes to just break out in a song?
Oh, absolutely. And that is really what, I mean, you know, we live in a day and time where the term psalmist is used very loosely, but really, that is what a psalmist is, that you're sensitive to the move of God at that specific time, and you yield yourself to just articulate the oracles of God in that given moment. And what I find is that you just, when you yield totally to the Lord, and you can go prepared, you should be prepared to share, and you should be prepared to sing, and you want to be rehearsed in that whole nine yards, but in spite of, or I should say, in addition to all of the preparation, there's a posture that a psalmist should always assume, and that is one to be available and attentive to what the Lord is saying for that specific moment. Because there are times that, you know, I'll give you for instance, I was invited to a church, and I already had the song that I knew I was going to sing. And right before I got up to sing, I just felt a shift to sing something else. And actually, it was just a common chorus that they would sing in church. You know, I am healed by the wound in his side. I am healed by the wound in his side. I am healed by the wound in my Savior's side. I am healed by the wound in his side. And I don't know why, you know, but that was just really on me to sing. And so I obeyed the Lord. Wasn't concerned about trying to promote the current CD at the time. And don't you know that as I was singing that song, they came in and they asked, don't you know that the pastor they came out and asked that the church would begin to just intercede for the pastor because he was having some serious problems with his back. And so do you see how the Holy Spirit, he knows all things.
He does.
He just had us to set the whole tone. And so I don't glory in myself at all. The point that I'm trying to make is that as a psalmist, we must remain sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, because God wants to set the atmosphere and he wants to set the environment for ministry. The Holy Spirit, whenever we come together in a corporate setting, unlike other walks of life, it's not just to have a good time, but it is to receive what God wants to give us at that moment. And he knows what each and every one of us needs. And so I don't want to preach, but yes, there are times when the Holy Spirit will just prompt a song. And sometimes it's a song that we may already know, and there are other times that it may be a song that is brand spanking new, hot off the press.
Desmond, when do you feel like, or have you ever felt like, I finally made it?
No, I don't. Because you know what? I was listening to you talk about some of the things that I've done. And oftentimes when if I'm at an engagement, you know, somebody is giving the introduction, I laugh with my wife. It's like, honey, I want to meet him. And they're talking about me, but no, I don't feel that at all.
Okay, our guest is Desmond Pringle. And once again, Desmond, When is that date that you will be recording an evening with Desmond Pringle?
Saturday, November the 24th.
Saturday?
Next Sunday, yeah. Next Saturday. It's a Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, Desmond, we speak life that everything you put your hands on will be blessed.
Yes.
And you guys will have a blessed time recording.
In Jesus' name.
I can't wait to get my hands on it so we can play it.
Amen. Well, listen, I'm going to hold you to that you're going to play.
Okay. Okay.
And I thank you already for the support you have given thus far. I really appreciate it. And I don't take it for granted or lightly.
No problem. Our guest is Desmond Pringle on Star 94.1.